You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You need the room, you need the space. You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly, you gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it, you've been invited. Come on and swing, swing, swing.
Swing it, swing it, swing it right here on the John and Gordy Morning Show.
It is 7:35, seeing a little bit of sunshine in between the clouds out there, a little bit of patchy fog. Highs today in the upper 70s, maybe a couple of showers along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right
yeah.
Now, 60 degrees. Time for us to welcome in Libby and Kristen from the Vegan Fest that's coming up in Madison. Good morning to both of you.
Yes. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you with
us. We've heard so much about it over the many years. I mean, this is Madison, Vegan Fest, you know, everybody goes out to it.
Yes.
So what's on the calendar for Vegan Fest this year? And that's, by the way, going on October 4th from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. at Lunny Lake Park. Okay.
Where is Lunny Lake Park? I don't know that one.
It's like out Fitchburg-ish.
Okay.
In the country.
Okay.
All right.
It's beautiful.
So tell us what's happening this year. What are some of the highlights that people can expect to see?
Yeah, we're really excited. We'll have around 15 vegan food vendors. Some local names you might recognize, Salvatore's, Mishki, and then some people will be welcoming in from Milwaukee and Chicago, and they'll all be offering vegan options all savory comfort foods all the way to sweet treats. So that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have approximately 35 exhibitors ranging from animal sanctuaries and other nonprofit organizations,
mm-hmm.
All the way to shops and businesses who will be selling vegan goods. We'll also have some live music and three inspiring speakers talking about very different topics with Q&As after to answer any questions you might have. So it's just a really fun, welcoming environment. Whether you're vegan or not, there's something for everybody to enjoy. It's just a really fun day. We definitely want to thank some sponsors.
Yes.
Oh, sure. You can do that.
Yes.
You know, we have amazing sponsors, specifically WMDX.
Oh,
thank you for your support.
Sure.
You're welcome.
And the Quirky Dove, two of our top sponsors who we just really wanted to thank mm-hmm. for the support.
Well, it's fun because I'm looking at your website here. It's madisonveganfest.org, mm-hmm. and you've got a little video and a splash screen, and it's great. You have all these tents and lines of people.
Mm-hmm.
At these tents, what are they in line for? What are some of the things that they can get at Vegan Fest?
I'd have to say the lines are probably majority for the food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, as Kristen mentioned, there's a lot of other things there, like exhibitors, crafts, animal sanctuaries, stuff like that. But the food is a really big attraction for people.
Is it fried vegetables? I mean, that's the only way.
Yeah.
You know, when you do these events, mm-hmm. like the Taste of Madison, everything has to be almost fried because it's mm-hmm. the easiest way to cook things very quickly for a lot of people, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think funny that you mentioned fried vegetables. I would say majority of it is not vegetables. You know, it's all plant-based. But
plant-based.
There's a lot of plant-based.
Oh, okay. So we're seeing a lot of plant-based replacement foods,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. A lot of the comfort foods are going to be like tofu, seitan, mm-hmm. Other meat alternatives, stuff like that. But yeah, I would say, honestly, as far as being fried or not, you might find some fried, some not.
Okay.
Pizza,
okay.
Peruvian food.
Sure. Baked.
Yeah, nachos.
All right, and I stand
like
corrected.
And some music, too, right?
Yeah,
correct, yes. We have two musical acts who will be, I think, playing a variety of different music, so a little something for everyone there.
Mm-hmm. In the 60s, we had a group called The Vegetables, so that would have been very appropriate this time around.
Yeah, I'll have to look them up.
And tell us about these speakers.
Michelle Stamm is a plant-based health coach. And physical therapist. So she'll be sharing how eating more plants, a plant-based diet can be doable, delicious, and fun, and just making it realistic. Madeline Krasno, used to work in a primate lab. So she'll be talking about her experience there and how that sort of shaped her professional life and personal life. And Aaron Yarmel is a philosopher and educator. He'll be talking about how to have better conversations about veganism and having those conversations when people disagree.
We're talking with Libby and Kristen about the Vegan Fest coming up on October 4th.
Correct.
Is that right? And is there any admission on this?
No, free.
Free, open to the public, bring the kids.
Yes, family friendly.
Yeah?
Yes.
Very good. And it starts at what time?
Yeah.
11 a.m.
Okay. Anything for the kids, like Veggie Tales or anything like that?
We are going to have kind of a kids' corner. So there'll be bubbles, some coloring sheets. I think we've got some temporary tattoos, maybe. Things to keep them busy while you enjoy some good food and walk around and take a look.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in and telling us all about it. And again, if people want to find out more, what's the website?
MadisonVeganFest.org.
Very good. Thank you, Libby. Thank you, Kristen. And it's October 4th. Again, WMDX Radio is a sponsor. And hoping for a good day there. And it all takes place at Lunny Park?
Yep. Lunny Lake Farm Park.
Okay. Very good.
You know, one of the things about, you know, vegan food is that it influences a lot of people who still eat some meat. You know, I mean, then you add more vegetables just, you know, from hearing about, you know, how positive it is to have a vegan diet. So that's part of it, right?
Yeah, and I think we try to attract a lot of non-vegans because I think there are perceptions out there about what a vegan diet is, but you might be surprised.
You're right. If you try some of the food, see if you like it.
Yeah. Check it out. All right. Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Again, go to MadisonVeganFest.org and get all the information you need. We appreciate it.
Very good.
All right. Okay. Let's see. It is 7:41. Want to remind you, you can go to WMDXradio.com and get more information about Vegan Fest there as well. Okay.
All right. Well, you know, I thought, you know, Kimmel's been in the news recently.
Of course.
And he has done a number of features where he's put clips together, historical clips that make a major point.
Yes.
All right. And this is a major point about immigration. I thought we'd play this. I thought this was exceptional. What it does is it features presidents from like 1950 and on, and their positive talk about immigration, except for our current president. So let's listen to something Kimmel put together a while back. All right.
Well, we'll stand by for that.
That's right.
As Dominic apparently has left the studio for just a moment.
Well, yeah.
As soon as he gets back into the studio, he will push a button, and we will be able to listen
to cut 145.
Okay. You can take a break whenever you feel
sorry,
like it.
Decided to go to the bathroom or something.
Just walk away.
Yeah. 155, right? You've got 155?
You got it. 145. 145 is the cut I'm looking for. All right. Okay, here we go. This is Kimmel.
I thought the idea was to make America great. This is not great. Try to act like a president for once. And in case you don't know what that looks like, maybe this will help, because it looks like this.
We are, one and all, immigrants or the sons and daughters.
Eisenhower. We are the descendants of 40 million people who left other countries to make a new opportunity for themselves and their children.
The lamp of this grand old lady is brighter today, and the golden door that she guards gleams more brilliantly in the light of an increased liberty for the people from all countries.
I'm convinced that vast majority of Americans today want these people to have another opportunity.
I was in the party to welcome generations of immigrants.
If we ever close the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost.
Immigration is not just a link to America's past. It's also a bridge to America's future.
This is one country. We like our diversity. We are proud of it.
Amid all the complications of policy, may we never forget that immigration is a blessing and a strength.
These people, our neighbors, our classmates, our friends, they did not come here in search of a free ride or an easy life. They came to work.
We don't demonize immigrants. We don't single them out for attacks. We don't believe they're poisoning the blood of the country. We're a nation of immigrants, and that's why we're so damn strong.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
It seems to me like Trump stands out out of all of those presidents that we heard.
Yeah, not for a good reason either.
And I oftentimes wonder why the news networks don't put collages like that together, back-to-back audio of history and the perspective at those times about immigration in this country. I know it may sound like they're trying to push an agenda, right?
No,
they're really not, because those were the opinions of presidents in the past. It has nothing to do with the networks themselves. They can put these clips together, but they're not lying by putting the actual audio of these presidents together. But, you know, that's immigration. That was immigration before. Immigration is a little bit different today. Now President Trump is rolling out the welcome mat for Russian oligarchs, according to Dick Durbin.
Is that right?
And cartel bosses. With their own immigration gold card. See, now immigration has changed, and Trump has put his own little spin on this. Today, we are proud to announce, this is Trump now, the Trump gold card. The card will be available for $1 million
what a bargain.
For individuals. Do we have the clip there, the $1 million clip, Dr. Evil?
Okay. Got
all right,
it.
Let's play the Dr. Evil clip here. It's perfect.
$1 million.
Well, don't you think we should maybe ask for more than $1 million? $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money these days.
Okay, then. $100 billion.
Okay, $100 billion. Okay, from $1 million to $100 billion. Okay, so again, this is from Truth Social. This is Trump. Today, we are proud to announce the Trump Gold Card. The card will be available for $1 million for individuals and $2 million for corporations. For far too long, we have had millions of illegal aliens pouring into our country, and our immigration system has been broken. It is beyond time that the American people and American taxpayers are benefiting from our legal immigration system. We anticipate the Trump Gold Card will generate well over $100 billion. There's the number that Dr. Evil came up with finally. This money will be used for reducing taxes, pro-growth projects, and paying down our debt. Buy the Trump Gold Card now. So if you just happen to have $1 million, or if your corporation, $2 million, not a bad deal after all.
Why not?
When you think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a good deal.
The Trump Gold Card. Nice way to,
transferring money in not a good way. 7:48.
I want to say laundry, but okay.
Catherine Lake has joined us in the studio.
Oh, yes.
We will find out why
after
this brief time out for lovely words from our beautiful sponsors.
What
stay
did we
with
say
us.
This time?
I don't know.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
With no more king.
We're going to elect a president.
No more king.
He's going to do what the people want.
No more king.
We're going to run things our way.
No more king.
Nobody's going to tell us what to do.
Rocking out. Position and a splashing over the horizon. What can it be? Looks like it's going to be a free country.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Busted Pencils guest, Dr. Tim Slacker.
Mm-hmm. We've got clear skies out there, 50 degrees, highs in the low 70s for today. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will reveal the next keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. So stand by for your chance to get in to win $200 cash and some gold jewelry and a chance to win the grand prize, which is a pair of indoor seats to the Green Bay and Minnesota game, club-level seats. Okay, all that's coming up in about 15 minutes. Back with Dr. Tim Slacker.
Breaking news. Let's find out about another fantastic program, Teaching Civics. Yeah.
Teaching Civics, well, again, an announcement that the Education Department that, I don't know, we thought was on its way out is now going to be doling out millions of dollars to educators who are willing to take on the challenge of instilling civic values and teaching patriotic education.
Ooh.
So there is going to be patriotic education grants. And as Linda McMahon said, quote, "It is imperative to promote an education system that teaches future generations honestly about America's founding principles, political institutions, and rich history."
Wow.
End quote.
Sounds like an about face here. I mean, they were getting rid of the Department of Education.
They were out the door.
What the heck is going on?
They're out the door, and you know, there she is, but saying, "Hey, maybe we should reconsider because
we've got this program."
I can't disagree with her quote.
Yeah.
You know, imperative, our education system promote future generations to honestly look at America's founding principles, political institutions.
That would be good.
Rich history. Like, you go, A1 girl, you know.
Well, plus they've got all those American flags in the stock room there. What are they going to do with those? If they shut down the building, let's get them out to the classroom.
That's right.
Come on.
But
just as long as it's honest history. I mean, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah. Dig a little deeper, though, and you see that behind those words, probably the catchword there is honestly. Because when you read further, it is, a one-sided view of American greatness and, and people are concerned. There's actually the American Historical Association is quite frightened by this approach because, well, it ain't history when you promote a story and put it forth as the truth.
Right.
And, if you're going to do honest inquiry, history, education, and I will point this out too, that left wing propaganda, America stinks, America's going to poop and all of that. That also is a propagandic story that doesn't need to be promoted either.
Right.
The fact is, though, is that when we get into teaching American history, conversations like this, that's what happens. It's like, well, your side used to tell your story, and now we want our story told. And then, oh, you're out of power. We want our story told again. None of that is history and civics and patriotism. Mm-hmm. That is warring factions that continue to polarize and separate people into their teams. Digging honestly would be a unifying approach to actually engaging in this content of civics and American history. So this is not what they're promoting here. This, again, is a promotion of, we want our side of our story
only.
Taught.
All right.
Only.
We've got Mark on the line. What do you got for us, Mark?
Well, for American history, let's face it. Look, it's ironic for Oklahoma. Oklahoma, which actually should be the Indian Nations, because it was actually supposed to be promised forever to be, that's where the Indians were relocated to is Oklahoma, and then they'd say, well, we'll just convert this into a state. So, I mean, that are they going to teach that history, how that was just taken from the Native Americans? They're going to talk about the slaughter of the Pawtuxet by the Puritans, because apparently the Pawtuxet killed some kind of guy that Puritans actually considered a criminal, but they used that as a pretext to start a war against the Pawtuxets, and, you know, slaughtered like 400 of them, you know, women and children included. Are they going to talk about James, if they're going to talk civics, are they going to talk about the, in the Constitution, where James Madison actually said, hopefully, you know, he's positing that he's hoping that slavery will actually disappear because they'll actually realize what a barbarous practice it actually is. Are they going to teach that? I doubt it, because they don't want to admit that. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we, you know, a good chunk of the wealth in this nation was created by, you know, land that was stolen from Native Americans, and land that and construction that was done by people that were enslaved and, you know, stolen from their homelands in Africa. I mean, that, but they're going to ignore the constitutional convention. They're going to ignore the debates about the Constitutional Convention, what was said there, both sides of it. I mean, that they won't teach that, though, to say, oh, America's great, and leave it at that. Donald Trump is great. Let's leave it at that. And the
but
whole
Mark, listen, I totally know where you're going, but here's the what happens, though, when somebody like the American patriotism people,
less than a minute,
they hear your story as saying, see, there's a woke indoctrinator trying to make American history sound horrible, and we can't permit that. And I'm trying to say, it's going, sides of telling this story is not the way to engage in empowering civic values.
Right. We got to leave it there. Dr. Tim Slecker, thank you for joining us. You can always listen to Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We had CJ on the line. We'll get to you next hour.
Mm-hmm. Also, our Go for the Green and Gold contest right around the corner. Back with more of John and Gordy after this.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, and that music means one thing.
What does it mean, John?
It means that we're hearing from Jim Santel.
That's right.
Amicus, a law review, a program you can listen to on the weekend from 9 to 11 o'clock. It's not enough time, I know, Jim, but, you know, you could use two or three more hours to go, but... Well, we'll work with it, and that's why we have you on, at least cover some of the legal issues that we're dealing with today.
Yes.
But Gordy has this
music.
Yes.
That music also means, of course, you're up way too early on a Saturday morning listening to a curmudgeon attorney drone on about law stuff. You should be cutting your grass, doing the laundry, taking the kids to the park, and getting your car washed. But even so, if you're doing none of those things, join us Saturday morning.
Now, I think it's early enough Saturday morning where you are the excuse they don't have to go out and do that
there
right away.
Yes. And we will talk with Jim in just a moment. But first, let contest me remind time. You that it's contest time. That's right. Go for the green and gold text to win multi-state contest. Your chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every single entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. This hour's key word, and you have to get this into us on the Civic Media app before 8 a.m. The key word is fall, okay? F-A-L-L, fall. And again, this is a multi-state contest. Every time you put in an entry, by the way, you get a text response, and in that text response, you have a chance to click on a link, and by doing that, you can subscribe to our newsletter or any of the other things listed there, like follow us on Facebook or subscribe to a podcast or check out our new newsletter, Civic Media Today. So do that, and you'll get extra chances to get more entries when you click on that link that you get sent after you do your initial entry, okay?
All right.
All right. Now it's time for former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. And Jim, once again, good morning to you.
Yeah, yeah.
As always, delighted to be with you, gentlemen.
It's strange, so weird to watch this fiasco unfold before us about
which
former
one?
FBI Director Comey.
Oh, man.
You know, the thing is, attorneys have looked at the case and they can't find anything to prosecute him for. Is that correct, Jim?
That's the latest.
You know, the latest, of course, is that they're saying we might attempt something in the next few hours or days, because one of the, again, spurious attempt to find something here is that he somehow lied when he was testifying before the Congress about the Mueller report and other things and investigations when he was the FBI director. A couple of things about that. One is, you know, you're in trouble when you are scrambling to get under the statute of limitations. You're really looking then for something, right?
Right.
And second, again, I don't even want to entertain this seriously. There's no perjury here. Perjury, people think it's a really easy thing. Well, Jim Santel lied about that. It's one thing to talk about that over the lunch table. It's another thing to prove in court beyond a reasonable doubt that you knowingly told someone something that you knew was false and you did it to a particular end. Mm-hmm. Perjury cases are very difficult to prosecute, and prosecutors know this. That's not to say that Jim Comey perjured himself, but just that they're going down a road here that is fraught with danger. Yeah. If they do something here, it might be in the news in the next couple of days here. Also wonder out loud what grand jury would look at this information, whatever it might be, and say, yes, indeed, there's a crime here. Many, many problems with this idea.
Yeah, it's falling apart already, but they do want to get in. What is that timeline that they're working under?
Just a few more days, right?
Exactly. They're coming. It's a five-year statute of limitations. The whole idea behind the statute is, again, from the time that he, depending upon which particular unfounded criminal allegation you want to seize upon, right? You know, you want to go with mortgage fraud, which is another one that they're alleging everybody has done. Yeah. And you look at the date of your alleged offense conduct, you add 5 years to it. There are some federal charges that have 10-year statutes of limitations, but that's basically it. So you look at the date and you say, what is 5 years from that day? You got to get it under the wire or the case is dismissed. You have violated the statute of limitations, and for that reason, the case cannot go forward. So that's the reason why it might be news sometime soon. If they can find a grand jury to indict on something, whatever that would be, let's listen to, see what Pam Bondi tells us all about this. Nothing there. And again, just an attempt. This is, taking it out of the legal sphere, this is Donald Trump's two things. One is, this is his retribution, which he promised during the course of the campaign. And it's also, as we can talk about in connection with other stories, the complete abrogation, not just the busting down of the wall between the White House and the Department of Justice, which has existed in Republican and Democratic administrations alike, with the exception of Donald Trump. Everybody in recent years. This is the Watergate problem. The reason why we've got this norm, this standard, is because the violations of Richard Nixon asking his attorney general to engage in basically criminal conduct. But this has always been the norm. Now we've got a president openly saying, putting on Truth Social, Pam, you got to indict more people. Get these people who are my political enemies. And the last thing I will say about that, and then I would take other questions, obviously, is, think about that. If we were to hear about that in another country, find your continent, find your country, and here's some reporting where the president, the prime minister, is going after his political enemies by charging them and attempting to jail them, we would identify that as problematic, would we not? We've seen that in other places. That's called an autocracy. That's a dictatorship. We still see that around there. And that's what he is proposing in open domain here, right? Pam, my attorney general, she's got to prosecute some people who've been unkind to me, have been nasty to me, have said some things that I don't like. And again, it's all wrapped up in our recent First Amendment issues. And frankly, again, more generally, President of the United States of America should have no business doing these kinds of things, should be rule of law independent of any political analysis.
Now, I've got a question about that, because the comments he's made in public, they're published, everybody's seen them. Can they be used in court to throw these cases out that they're bringing? Because obviously it's retribution, and that isn't a legal thing you can do.
Right. Yeah. And they, people think that somehow, oh, I post something on Facebook, on Truth Social, on X, that somehow that's outside of the realm of things presented all the time in criminal cases. Why? Because this is yours. These are your words, right? Mm-hmm. It's just if you say something. So the technical answer is yes, it can be presented. And second, again, it does support the legal term for this would be selective prosecution. What you are doing is you're saying, I want these people prosecuted again for fill in the blank, and I'm not prosecuting or not encouraging. It's one thing for the president to say, I would like the Attorney General of the Department of Justice to enforce the law of America. Great. Thank you for saying that, if this president would ever say that. Others have said it. It's another thing to say, I want John and Gordy and Dom to be prosecuted because they've said nasty things about me. That's called selective prosecution. It is a basis upon which federal district court judges and appeals courts can dismiss cases. The motivation for it is all wrong. It is contrary to our basic understandings of rule of law.
So he's killing his own cases instantly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In other words.
And frankly, every time that he says things, even substantively, whether it's, there's nothing there anymore with respect to Jeffrey Epstein, but anytime he talks about the substance of what he thinks someone has done, now you're almost coming into the area of a witness. All right, Mr. President, do you know something about what these people have actually done? Do you know what Federal Reserve board member, the governor, has actually done with respect to her mortgage? Please come in and tell us about that. What independent information do you have, Donald Trump, about this? All kinds of problems here. Just stop it. Get out of this. And the recommendation, to your point, he undermines the very thing he wants to have accomplished by talking about it in this public domain, talking about it even privately.
I'm loving that. All right.
Well, but it's, again, just continuing to deflect from the Epstein files being released.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
Getting that off the front pages or off the headlines, isn't it? I mean, he knows that the media will pick up on, even if it's an outrageous claim, they got to spotlight it and, again, push the Epstein thing out of the view of the public.
You know, that's sex trafficking, and they were big against this and run on this for at least 10 years, right? And now they're trying to avoid any issue with that.
The first Epstein case came out in 2008.
Yeah.
17 years ago.
That's right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Right. Yeah.
And again, any party should be a law and order party, right? I like to think. I think we all are law and order. Mm-hmm. We want the laws enforced positively, appropriately upon investigation. Process has got to be embraced. Why not just say that? Again, I know it's too much to ask of this president ever, but if somebody there in the White House or even somebody in the Department of Justice wanted to give him a speech about law and order, talk about what the basic tenets, the principles are. You can find those speeches from presidents like the two George Bushes, from Jimmy Carter to Ronald Reagan to Barack Obama to Joe Biden. They're out there, and they have simply talked about these concepts broadly and told America, I'm in favor of the rule of law. My Department of Justice is enforcing, things involving human trafficking, environmental crimes, commercial crimes, all kinds of things out there. Affirm that and be that kind of a law and order president. He never will. He doesn't understand that. And it's simply about knee-jerk reactions to things he sees. I don't know, candidly, that he even appreciates the point we just made, that you are affirmatively undermining the very thing you want to have accomplish by saying these things in the public domain. Do not be surprised. Again, Jack Smith was ready to go with all these things that Donald Trump had said about January 6th, all these things he had said about those Mar-a-Lago documents. He has got exhibits that are marked. They're ready to go. Those cases did not proceed. Mm-hmm. Those were going to be principal evidence. Why? Because they're statements of the defendant himself.
Yeah.
And that defendant was, and arguably still is in the broader sense of things, Donald Trump. They're statements against interest. Lawyers present those because they're relevant, they're admissible, and they come in to ultimately convict you for the very things that you allegedly have done.
You know, one of the crazy things now is that, you know, no one trusts Kash Patel as the FBI director. Yes. He has had no experience whatsoever, doesn't even seem interested in the process when he was at the hearings. It's just a strange thing now that we can't even trust what's going on with the government legally, right, or even HHS. They're posted issues online about diseases and vaccines. It's all changing. None of it's real anymore. It's just based on whatever they think medicine should deal with. It's a very strange thing. We don't really have a backup anymore. I know states are getting together to form their own information source and advice and requirements for insurance companies to cover certain vaccinations. So, I mean, it's strange how it's just breaking the entire country up into these sections, isn't it?
Right. And we used to rely upon government for information, right? You could go online. Yes, it changes. That's the nature of science. You used to be able to go online and depend that there were experts, as we've often talked, people who knew what they're talking about, animating those reports, whether it's Department of Justice or HHS, Homeland Security. Now just the opposite. The Civil Rights Division inside Maine Justice is no longer enforcing the civil rights laws, but attacking the civil rights of people.
Yeah. Jim, can you stay with us a couple more minutes?
I will do just that.
Very good. We'll be back with more with Jim Santel on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Let's go tackle.
Trump always chickens out.
Big Talk Friday.
Sunday he's full of doubt. He threatens the world, then cries at the rout.
Let's go tackle.
Making Wall Street laugh and shout.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 6:52. We've got a lot of cloud cover this morning all across the area, maybe a little bit of patchy fog in a few places. 56 degrees currently, highs today expected to get right near 70, and then we've got a warm-up the next few days. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot in about a half hour, find out the latest.
That's right.
And we've got the Go for the Green and Gold contest coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll reveal the next keyword where you could win a chance for $200 cash and some gold jewelry as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's get into that discussion a little bit here because, you know, I think Sinclair and Nexstar have proven that they can't handle too much coverage in this country by preempting Jimmy Kimmel. They're censoring him.
Mm-hmm.
They're silencing him, another opinion. And they think they know better. They're protecting their viewers from another opinion is what they're essentially doing, right?
Well, and they want to please the Trump administration because the Trump administration is holding up the big $6 billion deal between Nexstar and Tegna.
Yeah.
Tegna used to be Gannett television stations.
Right.
USA Today.
They'd own a lot.
They've got a ton of stations.
They would certainly have great coverage, and they could preempt any program they want and control what the networks are sending out there. Mm-hmm. And it just proves that the FCC, by the way, the FCC cannot censor. They don't have any control of doing that. Mm-hmm. They're kind of a watchdog about the forbidden words or monopolies. But other than that, they don't have the kind of teeth. And Congress has to approve this Nexstar purchase because they have to raise the limit of coverage that these TV stations are allowed. They can't cover the entire U.S. and then decide whatever they want to decide by taking Kimmel off the air or whatever program they dislike or is against their religion or against their politics. That's the point. Did you get my my email, the cut that I'd like to play? Let's play the original track from Kimmel, what he actually said. Let's play that again.
Weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them, and doing everything they can
that's
to
it right
score
there.
Political points from it. In between the finger.
That's it right there. I mean, that's what he said, and they objected to that.
Mm-hmm.
They made it seem like, no, that guy was on the right. No. and then they went completely overboard. The megas went completely overboard. They flooded X. I mean, I was looking at X, and it was just back-to-back accusations that Kimmel should be taken off, maybe even shot. No. This is the kind of reaction they had. They knew the door was open, and they rushed through it, and they just flooded social media. And it was really pronounced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm reading the transcript as you're playing it there. And it's exactly what we said. You know, he said, quote, "We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it."
Exactly. Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, that was it, and they really complained about that.
Yeah. So,
and they had no reason to. One person, Bob, you know, Conemaugh. Hi, Bob. I'm getting my charger put in just to keep you updated on my EV charging station.
Yeah.
My space car.
Yeah.
Anyway, he wrote, "Oh, my God, what planet is CJ on? CJ has got to watch something other than Newsmax."
That's from Scott.
Yeah.
Oh.
It goes.
Catherine is on the line here this morning with a question or a comment. Go ahead, Catherine.
Or a question or a comment. Like I'd ask John anything.
Yeah.
No, here's my concern. Mm. You know, CJ called in this morning already, mm-hmm. and his interpretation of the same words. We all heard the same words.
Isn't that interesting?
Said,
yeah.
What he said is not an issue. What he meant by it is, and what you might consider acknowledging is that it's possible to reinterpret what he said. What Jimmy Kimmel said was they're distancing them, trying to make it out that he is anybody but their own. Words to that effect, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to get the words right. I mean, be anything but their own. Meaning, not that he is something else, but that he's not ours, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? That's what Jimmy Kimmel was trying to say.
Yeah, that's it,
was
right.
That the Republicans are saying he's not ours.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and that's fair. They were saying that. They were saying he's a liberal. So Jimmy Kimmel's not saying he's a Republican, this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk. He was trying to say that the Republicans are trying to say what he was.
Exactly.
And the fact is, and I read this more often than not, he wasn't anything. Raised Republican, raised very conservative religious right Republican, probably, but can't even make that gauge. But I don't know. It's interpretation.
Yeah.
Take the better interpretation. Try for a gentler interpretation and stop threatening people.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, his parents, by the way, thought that maybe because of his relationship with his boyfriend, girlfriend, that made him more left. That was their reference to it. It wasn't that he turned into a left-wing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Catherine.
Catherine,
thank you.
Appreciate that. Yes. It is 6:59 coming up in our next hour. Right around the corner, we'll reveal the Go for the Green and Gold keyword for our contest. Also, Mike McCabe will join us.
And we'll talk about vaccines.
Ah, yes.
The big news yesterday, which wasn't really that much.
Okay. It's all coming
to
up.
Talk about. I don't know. But we'll get into it.
It's all coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. It's John Peterson and Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee, and you coming right back.
Mr. Barnum, save a place for me. Shoot me out of a cannon, I don't care. Goodbye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.